Your line just went down. Production stopped. A supervisor wants answers. And someone's digging through a binder for the maintenance history. Every one of those minutes costs money. And most of the time, that breakdown could have been prevented. That's where MaintainX comes in. MaintainX catches the failure before it happens. Preventative maintenance plans on every key asset to improve reliability. Work orders assigned and tracked right from your phone. Everyone from the floor to the front office is in the loop. Companies on MaintainX have cut unplanned downtime by over 30% and saved thousands on parts and labor every year. See what MaintainX can do for your operation. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
History That Doesn't Suck is a legit, hard-hitting American history podcast told through entertaining stories. History That Doesn't Suck, an Odyssey podcast, available wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning, Lee.
Howdy there, Tara.
All right. Now that most of the primaries are over, Lee.
Yes.
Democrat DNC chair, Ken Martin, so the head of the DNC.
Yeah, right.
Saying, oh, Democrats, Socialists of America. No, there's really no daylight between Democrats and them. We're all good. We're fine. We're all together on this thing.
Democrats are unified. We are united, and we're through most of these primaries now, so it's no longer Democrat on Democrat violence. Right now, everyone is focused on the November
election. Do you think they're really united, though, Ken? I don't want to cut you off, but you're saying that all the Democrats and the DSA candidates, they're all united?
Let me say, we are a big tent party. We always have been. As you've heard me say before, we have moderate Democrats, we have conservative Democrats, we have progressives, we have leftists. And the key is to make sure that despite all the labels that people throw around and the divisions within our party, there's more that unites us as Democrats than those small differences.
So the labels that people throw around, like you just did about your own party. That was a weird comment.
He also said that the GOP is just trying to scare people by labeling the Democrat Socialists of America as socialists. Who might have labeled them that first, though? Maybe when they named themselves Democrat Socialists of America.
Yeah, that.
Now, to be fair, I mean, I don't know if they consulted the Republicans when they did that, but my guess is they didn't.
Probably not, no. Don't think they had dog at that hunt.
So, it's just the Republicans. The Republicans, he explained, they're just exaggerating about what these people, you know, who these people are and what they believe. And it's all just lies anyway. It's just the Democrats, you know, trying to get the upper hand here. I mean, these people, I mean, they don't believe anything radical. Not really.
I mean, our goal is liberation. Our goal is communism.
Hmm. Okay, that sounds pretty revolutionary.
Yeah, he's a national co-chair. But anyway, I'm sure Republicans just made that up.
And, you know, we have a unique responsibility to act from the heart of empire, the belly of the beast. The most important thing that we can do is take that empire down from within.
Our role ultimately is to facilitate our own empire's failure in ways that we can. Ultimately,
treason.
To overthrow our own empire.
Imperialism is... U.S. imperialism is not a thing that can be reformed away. It has to be overthrown through revolutionary struggle.
And to build a mass movement that can use the leverage of workers to hit the kill switch on American imperialism here within the American empire.
Okay, that is the national leadership of the DSA. Tell us again, Ken Martin, head of the DNC. There's really not much difference between regular Democrats and these people, right?
Democrats are unified. We are united, and we're through most of these primaries now, so it's no longer Democrat on Democrat violence. Right now, everyone is focused on the November
election. Do you think they're really united, though, Ken? I don't want to cut you off, but the DSA, so you're saying that all the Democrats and the DSA candidates, they're all united?
Let me say, we are a big tent party. We always have been, as you've heard me say.
These radicals want to overthrow the country. They're great. I mean, we got to take everybody.
Remind me, Tara, why was it that people on January 6th were prosecuted?
I think it was an attempt at what? What's the word I'm looking for? Insurrection.
Yes,
that's it.
Thank you. Yes, right.
Their actual plan is insurrection.
Right.
But it's fine. It's cool. As long as communism, totalitarianism, and really the end of the Constitution is the goal, then it's just fine. It's just big tent. No big deal. What does Chuck Schumer say about this? The leader of the Democrats in the Senate.
We've had relentless recruitment. We have impressive candidates. These candidates fit their states. But we're all united in the issues we're fighting. The cost and chaos and corruption of the Trump administration.
No, see, those people I just played, they seem to be fighting the Constitution, want to eliminate the military, ICE, all border enforcement, the police, and ultimately the Constitution, the presidency, and the court system as we know it. So, no, I don't. They don't seem to think what they're fighting, the number one thing, is Trump at all.
Well, the thing is, and I keep going back to this, the only way to legally do what their goals are is to change the United States Constitution, which would require a vote by Congress and will require ratification of the majority of the United States of America. That's the only way that they can do what they claim they're saying they want to do.
So I don't know
legally,
how you reconcile
legally,
this.
Yes.
It just, you know.
Legally. Now, there are other ways that you can do this with a armed insurrection and a coup. Yeah. Which, you know, that's been tried before.
Yes. And Lee, this is why this election that we have right now is one of the most important of your lifetime. Bar none, right here, Senate runoff, South Carolina.
Why is it we say that every time?
No,
because
but it's true.
It's true. That's why.
This, it really is true.
Yes, yes.
And it's true on two levels, okay? It's the question of, are we going to let Democrats continue to run this state? And when you see a raft of $1 million of Democrat cash come through here to support Darlene Graham, and Lee, Tom Matzey, the Democrat head of the Democrat PAC, Innovation for Tomorrow. That is, if you're seeing these ads, they look like they come from Republicans. Those are Democrats sending those. And they're complaining that Ralph Norman isn't sufficiently loyal enough to Trump. Well, what was Tom Matzey doing 2 years ago? Oh, he was trying to get Kamala Harris elected and defeat Trump. You could read his tweets. What was he doing in 2020? Oh, he was raising money and running PACs that were running ads for Kamala Harris and Joe Biden. And his foremost goal right now is to defeat Ralph Norman and get Darlene Graham elected. So I got a challenge for her, and I put this out online. It's been 28 hours, 24 hours. At least 72 hours ago, she learned, according to her, at this debate from Ralph Norman, that Democrats are spending all this money to elect her. These ads you're getting are extremely deceptive. They come from Democrats, and they say Ralph Norman's not sufficiently loyal enough to Trump. Well, they're not loyal to Trump. They spent the last 5 years trying to defeat him. And raising money to do it from Democrats. The funding for this PAC, Lee, the primary funder, is a guy who spent $11 million trying to get Kamala Harris elected in 2024. So I challenged her online. Hey, we get it. You didn't know the Democrats love you for some reason. Well, now you do. I mean, if it was me and I was running for office and Democrats are spending $1 million on me, gosh, wouldn't you want to know who they were?
Wouldn't you
Google them?
Yeah.
Just find out who they are and what they stand for. It's been 3 days. You don't tell me she hasn't done that, hasn't checked it out. And once she realizes, oh my gosh, this guy's a huge Kamala Harris supporter. He was at the inaugural ball for Joe Biden and Kamala. You know, maybe I don't want them spending money here in South Carolina to elect me. Now, I would be mortified, Lee. I would be like, gee, I would disavow them. I would tell them to stop spending money, but she hasn't done it.
It's the company you keep, Tara.
It is. It's so important. Total.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With MaintainX, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI.
That's maintain in the letter x.com/AI.
Life can feel overwhelming, but on my podcast, From the Heart with Rachel Braithen, we're in it together. Every Friday brings you a new story. Listen to From the Heart with Rachel Braithen wherever you get your podcasts.
Silence from her. So a lot of these attack ads against Ralph Norman are paid for by Democrats. And in the state newspaper, when they called him up and said, hey, you know, you're running these ads, but you're supposedly a pro-climate change, you know, group, pro-climate change funding group, but you're not talking about climate change.
Yeah.
At all. You're accusing Ralph Norman of not being sufficiently loyal to Trump and trying to smear him and saying a bunch of untrue things about basically, you know, oh, he's not, I don't know, whatever, Republican enough. Yeah. But you guys are Democrats. See, this is what burns me, Lee, okay? This is what really burns my butt about this. Not only are these Democrats spending all this money to elect her, she's pretending not to notice, when she's been put on notice and she knows now, okay? She could have stopped it. She could have told him to go pound sand, get out of South Carolina. But what really burns me is that they are lying and manipulating, lying to and manipulating South Carolina Republican primary voters on her behalf. They're not being honest and saying, well, you know, we like Darlene because we think she'll vote for AOC's Green New Deal and all of the climate change subsidies that we route through China to fund the Democrat Party. I mean, all of those climate change subsidies are going to save the world. She'll vote for them. So, see, that's why we're supporting her. Okay, fine. Good. Be honest. They're not doing that. And the state newspaper even points it out. They're pretending to be Republican to confuse you. And she's apparently fine with it. For her to act like she doesn't know this, when Ralph Norman told her to her face, you tell me you don't have enough leading intellectual curiosity? Because I would. Wouldn't you leave some group? I don't know if you were running for office. Some group spending money to elect you. I want to know who they are and what they want. Why do you like me? I'd be glad for the money unless it came from, you know, the people who I just played the audio from who say us and Democrats, socialists, no, we're the same. We're good.
What happens to most candidates when somebody like, I don't know, someone with the behavioral characteristics of a former congressman like Swalwell from California, when they make donations to a candidate, aren't usually the media looking at that and saying, hey, you've taken money from this person that has this reprehensible behavior. Yeah. Are you going to return those donations?
Exactly. Now, to be clear, they're not donating to her campaign, okay? But what they are doing is running a $1 million campaign to defeat Ralph Norman.
Right. Yeah.
And elect her.
Well, you know.
So, you know, it's separate from her. So just to be clear, it's not in her campaign coffers. She can't return it. But she can call them off.
Yeah.
She can say, stop lying to and deceiving South Carolina voters on my behalf. I'm not a Democrat. I hate Democrats. Stop spending the money. But she won't do it. And what's so amazing to me about this isn't like a conspiracy. This Democrat PAC put out a press release and they're talking to the state newspaper. Yeah, our goal is to defeat Ralph Norman. Really? Yeah, we supported Kamala before. Twice. Once Joe Biden and Kamala in 2020, 2024, Tom Massey, and he's very open about what he's doing. Well, maybe the Graham campaign missed that article in the state newspaper, or
you might be able to send them a link there, Tara,
because I can help. I'm here to help. If you need, like, I've got a link, I've got screenshots, whatever I need to provide to you for you to stop this. And what I'm really worried about right now is these people out on the coast who are outside our listening area. I'm really worried about these little old ladies. And I'm getting texts from people, hey, because I'm telling everybody, hey, contact everyone. You know someone at the coast, you know someone in Columbia, we drop off once you get to Columbia. You know somebody in one of these counties, tell them this. Send them to my X feed so they can see the screenshots of the press release. Hey, we're Democrats. We're trying to elect Darlene Graham. We're putting $1 million in. Send them the screenshots because they may not realize, Lee, a lot of this negative advertising they're hearing about Ralph Norman is coming from Democrats. And I'm afraid we're going to fall for it. And you know what really scares me? They get the idea they can take this Senate seat in South Carolina. We're never going to get the Democrat money out of our politics. Yep. Never. I mean, look, they just tried to run a Democrat for AG, Attorney General David Pascoe. That's how confident they are that they can get Democrats into office in the state by hosing Republican voters. Why? Because the liberal Republicans that they're friends with, won't say a thing. Think about this, Lee. All of these people, from Pam Evatt, all of them, to Tim Scott, they could call out the Democrats too and say, stop, you know, stop lying, stop trying to get Darlene elected. They won't. They are stone cold silent. They are fine with a raft of Democrat cash coming in here to deceive voters, which is even worse. This woman wins. She's going to think she can vote like a Democrat because the Democrats funded her and no one cared.
Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork, but somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule. Automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
For years, Gone South has been a podcast about crime in the American South. But for our new season, we're widening the lens. Through deeply reported, narrative-driven stories, we're digging into the myths, scandals, and power structures that still shape the South, and in a lot of ways, the country itself. Follow and listen to Gone South Season 5, an Odyssey podcast, available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.